Well, good evening, Audio Boom. It's Adrian at Turbo Stream. 7:10 in the PM on Thursday, the 8th of October, 2015. And we're now standing in an empty kitchen. So I'm uncertain when I want to do an audio log diary about the kitchen, but it may well, maybe just to updates here and there. So we've had the kitchen fitted in today, and they've basically stripped out all of the units that I remember as a child. So we've basically got now bare plaster, we've got sockets hanging off the wall, we've got no sink, we've got no washing machine, got no cupboards, no cooker. So I'm trying to resist the urge not to live off takeaways for the next fortnight. So we've done a bit of experiment tonight. I've attempted to cook my dinner by gas. One thing I did buy for the old Turbo Stream towers a few years back was a little mini oven from Aldi. It was only about £15 or £18, something like that. It wasn't expensive. So I bought some frozen potato broquettes, and I also found one of these ready meals in these sachet things, so I'd like a stew. So the experiment was tonight was to use the jet ball and the pan boarding ring, which I've never used before. Now those of you who are into walking will know what a jet ball is. Everybody else won't, probably. It's a small little portable camp stove that I use for when I go hiking. I basically use it to boil water. So we're now just using, I'm basically using an excuse to use up an old gas canister. I tend, when I go on the trail, I like to have a canister that's got plenty of gas in it. I don't know why. So when they get about a third empty, or a third full, depending on how you look at it, I tend to put a new one in just to be on the safe side, I suppose. I don't know why. So we're using this boiling ring. It's basically an attachment that comes with it, and it all packs together inside its own little cup thing. So I've got an old camp kettle thing I've had for donkey's years. So now just gently boiling some water. And it's also an experiment to see how little water I can use to prepare a meal when I eventually get a camper van. So it's been a good little experiment to have to cook a meal basically with no facilities. So that's just about coming to the boil there. It's been going 2 or 3 minutes. So because I've got no sink or cook or anything, I've got nowhere to wash up. So another star purchase I bought probably a couple of years back, it's a cheap bowl from the Poundland shop, and that's served me right. So I've gone up to the bathroom and I've got some hot water out the bathtub. And I've used that to wash up with. And it's amazing how little water you need to do washing up, and there's only me. It's not like it's a gourmet meal. Because it's running out of gas, you have to turn it up a bit. So it's slowly coming to the boil. Yeah, so my life is topsy-turvy at the moment. I've got a kettle in the front room, I've got the fridge in the front room. I've got stuff in boxes absolutely everywhere. And I've come to realise that since I've moved into Mum's place, which is now legally mine by the way, we've had the Land Registry write back to me to tell me it's now legally my house, so I can't call it Mum's house anymore, it's now my house. Of course, it'll always be Mum and Dad's house, really. I'm sure she'd have a fit if she saw the kitchen now in the state it was, the state it's in. But these things have to be done. It's no worse than when they had the first kitchen put in. And I was speaking to my brother, he seemed to think that when the last kitchen went in, he went under cook camp for a week. He came back, it was all done. So I'm not quite sure how long the kitchen's been in. I think it's been since 1980. But he thinks it may be older than that, so we don't know. We don't know. Yeah, so it's been a good lesson today in washing up with limited resources. Because next week is the campervan show at the NEC. And I'm almost ready to buy a campervan. I've got a choice of... I think the list is down to 3 or 4 now. So I'm hoping there'll be a deal on I can actually fulfil the dream of owning a campervan. So this week will stand me in good stead for cooking on minimum facilities. Of course, these modern campervans have got fantastic facilities. They've got central heating and cookers and things. I'm just going to shut the door now and turn that off. So I don't want to gas myself, so I've had the back door open. So, yeah. Yes, it's all good. It's all good. As you can probably tell from the echo in the room, it's all empty. She's covered in dust when they were taking all the tiles off. Apart from that, we're okay. We're okay indeed. Yeah, so I've even managed to tidy some of the boxes up in the shed. That's another thing I've managed to do. No achievements. Put that on the cooker there. Yes, I'm pleased with my jet boil. Very pleased with that. Very pleased indeed. So maybe tomorrow I'll cook my porridge on it in the morning. Yeah, porridge. So, from this... first instalment of the kitchen audio. It's Turbo Strong, I think I'll sign off. And as always, thanks for listening if you have done. And we'll catch you in the next audio boom.